You're listening to the More Time, More Profit podcast, the best place for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow past the startup phase of their business, but still need to learn how to free up more time to drive more profit. Now, to present these real strategies, your successful business coaches and hosts, Adam John and Grant Muriel.
Welcome to More Time, More Profit, episode number 26. Today's show is titled The Annual Review Business Meeting Agenda. My name is Adam John, and as always, I'm joined by Mr. Grant Muriel. What's going on, Grant?
Not much, buddy. Just probably had the best Christmas party with the team last weekend, where we kind of got to learn more about each other than we ever knew before. And I actually think that the way that we approached that and worked it around the table probably could have been its own episode for the podcast in the future. On top of that, we've been scheduling the trips to ensure that we have a skeleton crew working over the Christmas and New Year's break, just to ensure that all systems are still on to support customers and clients. That's about it, mate. What about you?
Nice. Usually the way you get to find out things about the staff Christmas parties when they get really drunk and do things they shouldn't, so...
We definitely drank way too many bottles of wine.
I love it. I'm just finishing out the year as well, planning all my visions and missions for the future, for next year, what I want to achieve. It's actually a really fun process if not many people have gone through it. We talk about doing it in our business, and we should be doing it in our personal lives as well. So that's been very rewarding, and I'm pretty pumped up.
Can't wait for you to share on the podcast.
Awesome. So today we're talking about the annual review business meeting agenda. The annual review is the process of holding a yearly strategic planning in your business so that your company can analyze the past 12 months of operation and plan the next 12 months of operation. As suggested, it should be held annually, and it should be attended by directors and high-tier employees such as department managers. We generally like to hold these as retreat-based, somewhere that inspires creativity and is free of distractions. As business owners, we really need all departments to come together to brainstorm and put the jigsaw together for the next year. This will help us reach the director's goals for the company. Often we are really reactive in our businesses and we fail to plan for our businesses for the future. This means the company will always be on the back foot instead of being offensive and proactive. Many business owners feel like they don't have time to do the retreat, don't have the funds, that the managers don't need to be consulted, that it's not important, or that all is well and there's no point reviewing everything. There is an age-old saying that if you fail to plan, that you're planning to fail, and this is especially true in business. The annual session is super important for the following reasons. It allows you to review past performance of your company, diagnose problems, get valuable feedback from department heads, predict future problems, identify weaknesses, keep up with trends in technology, review what your competitors are doing, identify products and service growth opportunities, and you can plan for future success and growth. Failure to hold annual sessions will see your company struggle and it will be amazingly disjointed. You won't be able to see how each department has performed. You won't be able to diagnose core problems that lead to unhappy or underperforming departments. You will miss industry trends and fall behind. You'll miss opportunities in the market and your entire company might be working towards different visions. So here's a bit of an example. I don't think I've told you this story, Grant, but it's a pretty cool one. So last month I was talking to a famous footballer here in Australia. Now this guy's a legend here, but he's been retired for a couple of years and now he works with the club in an advisory role.
Gary Ablett.
The people in America will not know who that is. I had a chat to him before he addressed all the fans, and you know what football fans are like. They're very one-eyed and passionate. They don't see reason. All they see is their team colours, and that's all they like to care about it. So this guy comes out and says, we just had our annual meeting, and we won't be winning a championship next year. As a matter of fact, we won't be winning a championship for probably 4 to 5 years to come. Now, at this point, I can see all the fans in the room start to turn on him a bit. And then he explained the entire situation to them. And he came out and he was really honest. He said, look, there's a new team in the league that has just been given 20 first-round draft picks to help the new team succeed. The team that is winning right now has stockpiled their draft picks over the last 5 years, and we only have one draft pick this year. So what we'll be doing is we'll be stockpiling all of ours over the next 4 to 5 years, and it'll be our turn to win one. And he comes out and he says, look, we're going to finish about 8th on the ladder or on the table this year. We're going to let a few of the old guys go that won't be there in 4 or 5 years' time, and we'll save money, and that's exactly what needs to happen. And I could just see the spirit just completely drain from the room from these avid supporters, and I thought it was great. And in today's episode, what we're going to do is we're going to walk you through the annual review business meeting agenda so that you can plan the success of your business.
But as one of those things, right, you need to use these annual reviews for not just bad news, but also to sort of pump everybody up. So I probably would have tried to take it from a different approach where I was going to get the crowd's input on saying, oh, but we've got these great new young guys such as X, Y, and Z coming through, and we're going to cheer them on just like we have when the other guys came through.
It was so honest. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. It was so honest because they were asking the questions to him and he just told them honestly. Now, maybe he should have sugarcoated it a little bit or glossed it over, but he just come out and it was so raw. And he comes to the point, well, you let this guy go. And he goes, this guy is one of my best friends. We had to let him go because he's not going to be there in 4 to 5 years. He's costing us too much money. We're going to take that money, put it away, and we're going to put it towards our premiership in 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, it's funny. People approach these things different ways, which is why I'm a little bit speechless. There was the gaming company, Half Brick, who did Fruit Ninja and everything like that. And they went through a little bit of turmoil when they partnered up with a Chinese company, and a lot of their original employees kind of left. And at one of their annual meetings where they had all of the team members there, not just the managers, the CEO turned around and said, the old Half Brick is dead to us, and now we're going to moving on forward. And I just second questioned the words that people use sometimes when they're approaching everything goes. I'm just like, you just burnt your bridges. Like, these guys had slaved away 100-hour weeks with you, and now they're dead to you. Like, that's rough. It's just like, these guys, it's kind of like, okay, we're just going to let these other guys go. I'm just like, there's probably a better choice for words. But again, it is sporting. And hey, at least they actually had the plan put in place in the actual annual meeting to ensure that, yeah, people weren't going to be disappointed. They've got their game plan. They needed to deliver it. And it's all about the long-term goals at the end of it. So just so everyone's aware, this is a massive topic. As we always say, if you do have any questions and feedback during the show, jump onto the Facebook group or even go across to the website of www.moretimeatmoreprofit.com and ask any questions that you have over there.
Absolutely. Grant, can you take us through the 7-part annual review business meeting agenda?
Would be my pleasure. So because it's a massive topic, I'll jump straight into it. Without further ado, the More Time, More Profit annual review business meeting agenda is broken down into the following 7 areas. Step 1, we're going to prepare for the meeting. Step 2 is going to be on the first day where we're looking at the past 12 months and doing a bit of a wrap up as the entrepreneur. Moving into step 3, for the past 12 months, we're going to be running a bit of a workshop. And then step 4, we're also going to be looking into the past 12 months and doing a wrap up after the workshop. Moving on to the step 5, which is still within day 1, we're going to look at the next 12 months that are upcoming and looking at the strategy the business is going to employ. We'll then let everyone go and plan it out themselves and move into step 6, which is on to day 2, where our upcoming 12 months, we'll be running another workshop. And then moving on to step 7, we'll be wrapping it all up with all of our deliverables and action points. So in a little bit more detail, here they are. So step 1, which is preparation. So we need to schedule the session around what's best for your business. So it could be the end of the financial year, before the end of year, holidays, etc. And before this session, we need to get the data needed from the past 12 months of operations. So financials, sales, customers, retention, services, products, KPIs, whatever it is. As it's a 2-day getaway, we also need to book the accommodation and ensure that all of our department heads are available. Doing this, as the entrepreneur, we're going to have to really sit down with ourselves and think about our strategic plan of what we're going to be doing in the future 12 months. So this is where we go back and refer to our vision and our mission statement, because it is critical that you have enough time to plan strategically for what's coming ahead. Then lastly, we're going to notify our department's head about the getaway, probably 1 month before it happens, and bring them up to speed in regards to what they need to bring, such as their previous 12 months information, such as outstanding issues and problems, known gaps in the knowledge and team, or any other roadblocks they're having, but also where they want to be in the next 12 months. So where's their department going? What should the department get into? And what do they need to do to get the department there? Moving on to step number 2, which is in day 1, we're going to look at the past 12 months and do a bit of a wrap up. So as the entrepreneur, we're going to run through the past 12 months statistics to relate to each different department. So as an example, we'll talk to the sales department head and run through their highest sales months, the KPIs and whether or not they've hit them, total revenue, etc. And we'll do that for each different department, and we'll close out the evaluation with a good or bad opinion about how the overall company has gone in comparison to what we planned to set out to do the year before. Jumping into step 3, which is still within day 1, for the past 12 months, we're going to do a workshop. So we're going to walk around the room and conduct a round room discussion where we're asking each department head to present their information that they prepared before they came into the session. So they're going to walk through their issues, their problems, their gaps and roadblocks they have. Now, I always suggest to put this up on Trello or put it onto a whiteboard or something where everybody can see for each department. Depending on how many they need to work on, we're going to filter them for the top 3 to 5 for each department and then sort them into importance based on impact to clients, company, team, etc. Then what we do is we're going to work through them as a group. So the department head will walk through all of the 3 to 5 issues and share their solutions one by one. Each of the other department heads will help find holes in what they've presented or help add context, but also they'll try and add some value on what approach they would take if they were in the same situation. And whilst we're doing this, we're also going to be capturing all of the ideas that are presented. There's never a bad idea. Once we work through all of the departments, we're going to close it all out by giving each department head approval for their next steps, budget if there is anything, or pre-approval for the budget. We're going to agree some delivery dates, and we're also going to agree a review schedule and for when they're going to be implemented. Moving on to step four, we're going to be still within day one and looking at the past 12 months wrap up. So we're just going to do some closing remarks and add any further items. Step five, which is day one still, just to close out the day, we're going to jump onto the upcoming 12 months and looking at the strategy we want to put in place. So we're going to present the key 3 to 5 business goals, such as what revenue we want to hit, any new markets we want to get into, the profit margin we need to achieve, etc. We'll then do a round-the-room discussion and get any input from the department's head to add value to the strategy, or even answer any questions they might have in regards to context or validation. What we then need to do is set each department head up to go away at night, because we are on a 2-day getaway, and create the strategies that are relevant to the business for it to achieve these goals. So they need to plan out how they're going to overcome any issues problems, how they're going to overcome gaps, roadblocks, what their department needs, what they need as an individual. And then we're going to get them to also sort their solutions based on importance. Second last step is step six. Coming into day two, we're going to review our next 12 months within a workshop. So each department head is going to present their strategies as relevant to each business goal. They'll cover the solution for the 3 to 5 strategic items that were raised. Then the rest of the department's head will find the holes in what they're presented and also try to add value. And we always ensure that these sessions have all of their valid ideas documented. And similarly to what we did in day one, we're going to provide them approval for their budget, agree the delivery dates, and agree to when they're going to be implemented. And the very final step on day two is the complete wrap up, where we rerun through each department head's deliverables, look at their current issues, gaps, and deliverables to achieve, review their next 12 months deliverables, thank everyone for their time, and get them to go out and enjoy everything that they're doing.
Absolutely awesome. If you want the show notes from today's show, go to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/026 for episode 26.
We'll be right back after a message from our sponsors on the More Time, More Profit podcast.
Hey, Adam, buddy boy. Look, I've heard you guys consistently mention leveraging outsourced staff, and I'm definitely keen to try it out. And I know More Time, More Profit has over 20 years experience in outsourcing and 8 years experience living in the Philippines. And so you are the guys to ask. So, can you point me in the right direction with regards to filling some full-time positions in my company?
Yeah, you are correct, and I do get this a lot. What real problems are you trying to solve?
Let me tell you. Well, I need to grow my team to cater to the ever-growing client base that we have. I also want cheap staff to drive better profit. And most importantly, I need people who already have a great skill set so that I can get some of my most important time back.
Okay, so outsourcing is cheaper and it allows you to scale very quickly. It covers jobs like web design, administration, development, writing, finance and bookkeeping, marketing, social media and SEO, just to name a few. But have you thought about the potential problems with your staff?
Mate, sounds like everything I need. But you mentioned other potential problems, like what?
Let's consider your IP walking out the door. What about data security? And what about the reliability of your staff?
Hells no, man. But now that you mention it, what about fast internet, payroll, benefits, employment contracts, etc.?
Don't worry about it, buddy. Have I got a solution for you?
All right, let me have it.
Look, as you're a trusted listener to the show, I'm happy to introduce you into our network. We partner with the fastest growing outsource agency in the Philippines, and their security is better than Fort Knox. They're the only company I trust to look after my network, and they'll give you the same Red Cartman VIP treatment that they give to us.
Nice. But honestly, I'm a bit worried about signing up and just getting dumped with some individual or even someone else's rubbish.
Once again, don't worry about it. There's no problems. You get as many interviews as you want to find the right person to fit the right role for you. You can hire someone from as little as 20 hours a week. And if you inquire today, More Time, More Profit will cover the first week for free. Just go to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/VA to find out more.
No way. The first week free. But honestly, bit of a nervous Nelly, and I'm still concerned, is there going to be across the other side of the world?
Look, don't worry about it. For yourself and anyone else in our network, the More Time, More Profit office is located in the same city as our partner. If there are any issues that need escalation, we're more than happy to go in and represent you.
Wowza, you'd actually use your team to help me out if I really need it? You do have faith in their ability. Look, what is that website address again?
Just go to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/VA and get started today.
Thanks, man. I'm going to jump onto it now.
back to the show, the More Time, More Profit podcast.
All right, everyone. Adam, let's jump back into it. And can you walk us through an example of when and how you've used the annual review business meeting agenda?
Easily done. I'll jump in and use an example of aligning my two companies in two different countries. We had the front-end sales in Australia and the operations in Philippines. As a preface, we were a very small operation at the time. We didn't have any managers, only a sales director, operations manager, and a handful of staff. So this session was super easy to run as the directors were the department managers and staff members as well. We could make decisions really easy. We wanted to double sales, and it was for our digital media company. So let's jump straight into the preparation. And preparation for the meeting was really easy. We're in different countries, but I flew to Australia as I needed to visit there anyway. We had it in an off-site location away from our office, just so we wouldn't be interrupted by the day-to-day activities. You have people coming to you wanting to know this, wanting to know that. You need to be away from these people, and you need to block the time out, and you need to be very vigilant about that. We had staff on standby, just on Skype, to answer any questions that we wanted. So we had normal staff in there. They didn't need to be part of the meetings, but we could get the answers if we needed to. But we should have been pretty well prepared. We scheduled the meeting for 2 months before the end of the financial year. This way we could easily project the next 2 months of profits and we could set our budgets for the following 12-month period. Each of us would bring everything from the directorship level, which included financials, P&Ls, etc. Remember, we're both the directors, but also at the department level, current outstanding issues, current gaps in knowledge base, and current roadblocks that we were experiencing within the departments. These would be from the past 12 months, and we had the expansion plans for the next 12 months to double the sales. Which brings us into point number two, which is the 12-month wrap-up. So now we're getting into the past 12-month wrap-up. This session was important so we could see if we met last year's meeting plans, and we'll have a printed report for each department. So if you look at something like sales metrics, we'll look at lead response time, opportunities win rate, average deal size, sales market metrics, employee satisfaction, etc. Now this will paint a really solid picture for us and give us key learnings. For example, we missed targets for a few months and it came back that a couple of staff members left and it took us a few months to train and get active again and make more sales. Other months did really well and we wanted to find out why so we could replicate it. As it turned out, we got some really good new affiliates on board and they sent us a solid book of business. So you can see it's really important for us to see what worked for the year and what didn't. So we'd just be in the meeting, we'd say, look, we tried this and it worked, and we tried this and it didn't work. Let's do more of what worked. And of course, we did this for every department, from sales, operations, HR, marketing, customer service, etc. Jumping into point number three, which is past 12-month workshop. This is a round room discussion where I like to get out on the whiteboard and lay everything out. This is where each manager presents the current outstanding issues and problems, current gaps, knowledge base in the team, and the current roadblocks. And this is where the department heads will start to appreciate work other departments have done. In the operations, we operate segregated from the sales staff, so we don't really appreciate what they go through on a day-to-day, and this helps us get a really good view of what's going on and what their core problems are. We'll hear a lot of problems like more people are cold calling from the Philippines and India, clients are spending more time educating themselves and the sales cycle is longer, competitors offering no contract deals when we're offering 12-month contracts. So we just write all the problems down and try and identify the top 2 to 3 that will make the biggest difference from within the department. Some problems like the contract might not be as important. This can easily be fixed with objection handling, but it's super important for us to know that it's an issue. Once all the core problems are outlined, the presenter can list the ways to solve the problems. If you come up with the problems, you've got to be able to solve them, and then we can go through round room discussion as well, and everyone else can throw their 2 cents worth in. Problems in these sessions are generally larger problems, requiring more budget and additional resources, otherwise they could have easily been solved from within the department throughout the year. At the end of the session, we just do a quick wrap-up, and then we move on to the 12-month strategy. Now we're going to jump into the next 12 months. As a prerequisite, we all had to build a 12-month strategy plan. We printed ours out and gave each other a copy, and I'll continue this with the sale example. So in order to double sales, they suggested the following: 5 new sales staff, move the director from the selling job to a strictly managerial role as he was still selling at the time, so we wanted him going out and recruiting and training people instead of being out in the ground selling. We could leverage him out a lot better. We covered all the financials, how much it cost to recruit, how much was the salary, what were the OTEs, how much was superannuation, tax, office seat cost, etc. What is the entire cost of the company and not just the wages? We want sales revenue projections for 1 staff member, 2, 3, 4, and 5 over a 12-month period. We covered how they wanted to get leads, more affiliates, more referrals, started a paid advertising campaign. It mentioned what products they wanted to sell and what they wanted to branch out into. So we were doing SEO at the time. They wanted to branch out into websites, sites, paid advertising, social media, so that we could become a full service agency. And what we would do is we just have this conversation. This is what our competitors are offering. We need to be a full service agency as well because we're losing too much business. Everyone wants business under the one umbrella. Can we do this? Operations, can we hire someone to build a website? Can we hire someone to do our paid advertising? We went through everything in every department, and then what we did is we set the homework based on that meeting. So each department could go away overnight and figure out the gaps, roadblocks, problems the department needs or solutions in order for that department to meet the new plan from within the company. Coming in fresh the next day after we've done our homework, this is where we put the jigsaw together. Each department presents their homework and we get on the whiteboard and start sketching it out. We pretty much drew a new org chart out, moving and shifting people around and come up with time frames, how long it would take to hire and train, when did they need to be active. We didn't want new op staff twiddling their thumbs in the office. We only wanted them when new sales would be coming through after 3 months of hire. So it'd take 3 months to train new sales staff. We didn't need those people to be active for 3 months. And as it was just two of us, we outlined the budgets and their involvement and we agreed to pursue it further. So the final step on day two is the 12-month wrap-up. Making such big decisions usually requires a bit of input and clarity. We'll set specific deliverables and we'll start budgeting with the accounting, leaving about 3 months before we had to actually execute the plan. So we'd finish out the financial year and we'd get ready in the next month of the new financial year to put this in place. Based on the framework, everything went to plan. We grew our business substantially. I think we tripled our staff, doubled our profits, and tripled the service that we offered.
I think that's awesome. It's funny that you mentioned that, or that you re-ran through the organizational chart. I think every single business in these sessions has to always redraw out the organizational chart to find out where people meet.
Yeah, and I think it's a big jigsaw. You have all the pieces on the table, what you need to achieve. Okay, we need this many operations staff, this many sales staff that we bring on. We need this many customer service. And we just move them around the whiteboard and just rebuild that org chart. And at the end of it, we know exactly who we're going to hire and how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, I think it's walking into that meeting with a completely open mind of not having an organizational chart in your mind when you walk into it. Not thinking you know the solutions that your department heads are going to be presenting, etc. It's all about walking in there with a completely open mind and letting it run its course.
Absolutely. Grant, can you take us through an example of how you've used the annual review business meeting agenda?
Can do, mate. Now, what I'll do is I'm going to walk through this very quickly because I think the example that you shared was awesome, getting it down from quite a high level to also a granular level. So I'm going to walk through a little bit of a different example where I've actually been in quite a few of these annual sessions for other businesses. What I wanted to do is present a session that I saw which worked extremely well and we've implemented it now in More Time, More Profit. Albeit, this was not a session that I ran, but I learned quite a lot from it and also helped advise on how they can structure it. To put it into some context, this was for a physical retail store in Australia who also has a small online presence at the time. So let's jump into it. First up was the preparation. The session was scheduled to be just before Christmas to pump everybody up for their big Christmas period. It also prompted the team to clear their to-do lists and get excited for the new work upon their return. We got the departments to start collating the following data, such as their monthly KPI data that was being tracked, all of their financial data, including old budgets, and any other data that was being tracked in regards to people through the door, etc. As soon as the data was required and the venue was booked, we only did 1 day, not two. An email was sent out to the department heads requesting for them to actually look further into their current year's issues, gaps, problems, and any unresolved roadblocks. Also get them to look into the next year's department growth. So where do they want their department to be and how will their department get there? Then we concluded by sitting together and reviewing the preliminary data to start strategizing the next 12 months' business goals. So this is what the CEO and I did instead of all of the department heads. Moving on to step two, at the start of the session, we did a previous 12 months wrap up. So everyone arrived, continued past the niceties and got straight into it. The CEO ran the business KPIs over the last 12 months for each department where they reviewed the sales KPIs, HR, operations and marketing. He also outlined that the business was up slightly, but all of the previous year's targets that they had set had been missed. Even though everyone seemed impressed, in reality, they were not even close to where they should have been. Comparing to the previous year's data was vital for them to get a reality check in regards to how far the business has come and where it's actually been going. Step three was where the CEO ran a workshop. This is where the CEO wanted to get input from the other department leads, albeit if there were only three in total, so it was quite a quick session. He loaded a Trello board up on a big screen with each department outlined and conducted a round the room discussion. The sales and marketing head shared that their online sales is where they were losing a lot of market share And they also shared that their products were being lost in the vast selection online, meaning that people weren't coming into the store. The operations head shared about different team members having higher in-store upsells, meaning that that could be a potential area for growth. And they also outlined that they were missing a training program internally for getting other really good salespeople. The HR and administration head shared about not having an onboarding process for new hires, irrelevant of the location of the store they were going into, and that their documentation of financials was extremely unreliable, meaning that they were second questioning the data this session was even referring to, which was albeit quite scary. As it was a small team, every issue raised needed to be reviewed and resolved, so we didn't need to filter it into the top 3 to 5. We all voted for what importance level every issue should have as a company, not as a team. And once all of the ideas were captured, we worked from the top down. One of the examples was there not being any onboarding processes for new hires, as it was critical importance due to needing the new employees immediately. The department head presented that he can create a new process and outline his documentation. I discussed about how they could actually just look into buying an already created template online or merge a couple of the free online retail standard operating procedure PDFs that are always available. And another department head also shared that we need to train them on how to do upsells and sales, which helps solve another problem and KPI that they were trying to drive towards. Working through the group was extremely easy, as every item raised was just typed straight into Trello for that department head to reference later on. When the session concluded, the CEO ran through each department head's deliverables, what was agreed to as the important structure, and the set of deliverable dates for each of the items.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And I think you'll find, you know, something that is really crippling your department, and when you bring it out in this forum, it's so easy to solve. We've had situations where the sales guys are like, look, we can't get enough leads. We just want to spend money on pay-per-click advertising campaign. If we do that, our whole department can double. And we're just like, cool, let's do it. Let's hire someone from operations to be able to sit in there and do that marketing. So the things that are most crippling to your department can actually be resolved really easy within these sessions.
It's also just a different viewpoint of something that someone has seen or even heard of from someone else, and just saying, hey, potentially this could help. And look, there's never a bad idea. Just capturing them all is the key.
Or this is what our competitors are doing and they're cleaning up. Why don't we do the same?
Or this is what I did at a previous company. That's always a good one. Then what we did was the CEO wrapped it up. We didn't do a wrap up because we were just doing it within one day and jumped straight into looking at the upcoming 12-month strategy. So the way the CEO actually continued this was looking at their 4 target KPIs coming into the next 12 months. So we wanted to increase from $900,000 revenue to $1.5 million in sales within the next year. He wanted to have 75% of the marketing spend diverted to online marketing. He also wanted to decrease overheads by 10% and move the business into 2 other categories of products that were still relevant to their core business. Each department head was then told to ask any clarifying questions and not to provide solutions yet. Example questions were, if 1.5 million revenue is achieved, what structure does the CEO expect the organization to have? And another example is, what calculation did the CEO use to suggest that they can achieve a $1.5 million sales target? And another question was, if the CEO saw this coming from more customers, a higher ATV, etc. As this was not an overnight workshop, the team jumped straight into the workshop itself. So we ran the round the room discussion and continued until everyone had shared their ideas. The key is that there are no bad ideas, and absolutely everything was just shuffled straight into Trello. As an example, for the 75% of the market spend being diverted to online, the HR and admin head shared that there was a knowledge gap within the current team for this talent. The operations head outlined that their current marketing team member could be reallocated if needed, meaning they could find space for somebody else. They also highlighted that there needed to be one more on desk in the office, as this is a job that requires a lot of time in front of the computer. They also suggested the business looked up into potentially outsourcing this position. And the sales and marketing head explained that the team could also achieve this quicker by updating current marketing material with a call to action to direct people to the website and getting the retail store staff to direct people to specials on the website instead of getting them to come back into the store consistently. For each key business KPI, the CEO took all of the ideas and broke down into each department it was related to, meaning that hitting the 75% marketing spend doesn't just hit onto the marketing head, it also falls into operations and HR. He also noted down the current gaps being shared that the department had to close, and it put a deadline next to each one of those gaps. Then he outlined that most of the expenses were going to be operating expenses, meaning it was effort as opposed to capital expense, and then gave everybody their next actions that needed to be implemented by the next meeting. And the very final part was the complete wrap-up. So the CEO concluded the entire session. He then walked through each department head's deliverables by flicking through the Trello boards, and he covered off their current issues and gaps that need to be resolved, as well as the deliverables for the next 12 months to be achieved. Then thanked everybody for their time, asked if there were any other insights people wanted to raise, and took the team out for a thank you dinner to help them switch off.
Love it. And I think, you know, the main thing is that everyone comes in with a can-do attitude and everyone works together as a team. A lot of the times we are segregated in our departments and we think more about the success of our department. This is really when we need to come together and just plan that championship for the greater good of the business.
That's it.
Grant, can you quickly walk us through the summary of the annual review business meeting agenda and we can wrap this puppy up?
All right, let's do it, buddy. So step one is preparation. So schedule the event, get the past 12 months data together, and inform the department heads about collating their notes for their past reviews, strategies to solve them, and how they could grow their department in the next 12 months. Step two is in day one, we're going to look at the previous 12-month wrap-up, walk through your company's 12 months data, and provide a personal opinion around the story it tells for the company. Step three is still within day one, we're going to do a workshop for the past 12 months, where we get each department head to share the gaps and issues that are unresolved over 12 months, prioritize them based on importance, get the department head to share their solutions ideas, and then use the power of group to add other ideas to this. Step four is still within day one. We're going to do a past 12 months wrap up, where it's just a quick session that closes out the past 12 months and talks about the deliverables required. Step five is to end out day one. We're going to look at the next 12 months and the upcoming 12 month strategy. So the CEO or yourself is going to present the 3 to 5 business KPIs that the company will be focusing on heavily for achieving in the next 12 months, and get the team to call out any current known gaps the department has in order to deliver to each of these business KPIs. We then let people break and go overnight to try and think about these solutions. And move into step six, which is day two in the morning, we run through the next 12 months workshop, where we come together and get everybody to share the solutions to the problems that their department have, which will either inhibit their ability to deliver the business KPIs or even their ability to get the business to that success. And part seven, which is to close out day two on the next 12 months, is just a wrap up of the past 12 months deliverables, the next 12 months deliverables, and clear up any outstanding questions and thank everybody for their time.
Excellent. To download all the amazing examples, brilliant frameworks, and wrap-up points from this episode, go to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/026 for episode 26.
That's right, guys. And look, don't forget to download all of the points so that you can print the worksheets off and run through them yourselves and run an awesome annual review session.
We'll be continuing this conversation over at Facebook. Go to Facebook and search for More Time, More Profit group and join the conversation with us there.
Look, thanks, everyone. Don't forget to jump onto iTunes, click the subscribe button, look at our podcast, and enter a review of exactly what you've taken away.
That's it from us. We'll catch you the same bat time, the same bat channel next week. It's bye for now.
Catch you later, guys.
You've just been listening to More Time, More Profit podcast. For more info, check out moretimemoreprofit.com. Make sure to tune in at the same time next week for another dose of real-life business strategies.